We are doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Lech Lecha. And the Netivot Shalom had been explaining the concept that he quoted from the Yesod Avodah in the name of the Arizal, that no two people are alike because no two people have the same purpose in this world. And as such, we also undergo different experiences, and we have to recognize that our experiences are all preparatory towards our accomplishing our purpose, our job in this world. And before we continue on that note, we have to remind ourselves what were the questions that we started off with. The first question was that the Medrash seems to equate the test of going to the land of Canaan with the test of the Akedah. And then the Medrash questions, which one was greater? And then Tivot Shalom said, what kind of question is that? How could you compare? We can't begin to fathom the test of binding his own son. Furthermore, he said, we have to understand why, when it came to the Akedah, God said, Lech Lecha, go for you. What was Avram gaining from it? And thirdly, he said, why is it that in three places the tests begin with the word, with the root of walk, Lech? So coming back to where we were holding, this concept that every experience prepares us for the accomplishment of our tikkun in this world, then Tivot Shalom says, "Uvimyuchat sheyach inyan ze binyanim aruchniim," and this is specifically relevant when it comes to spiritual matters. Inyanei tiviyut v'tchunot hanefesh, shelekol echad yesh hativiyut v'tchunot hanefesh hamiyuchadim elav. When it comes to our nature, when it comes to our personality, every person has a slightly unique nature. Every person has slightly unique characteristics. Yesh nuladim midot v'tchunot tovot. One person is born with good traits, with good characteristics. V'yesh asovel mitiviyot u'midot rot. And one has a bad nature. One has bad tendencies. Nagua bekas. He is afflicted with being naturally angry. O betava, or he is naturally filled with desire. V'gaava, or he has a greater tendency to be proud. And so we could discuss all the other bad traits. Different people are born with greater tendencies for different traits. All of this, when it comes to our spiritual world, we also have to recognize that the tendencies with which we are created, these are matters where we have no choice. And these are set so that we will be able to fix whatever we have to fix. V'imalei yehudo be'olamo, and a person will be able to fulfill his purpose in his world. V'lo rak ha'tchunot ha'tovot meviot oto al yehudo. We have to know that not only the good traits serve to bring us to our goal, to our purpose, ela gam ha'tchunot ha'ro'ot v'amidot ha'ro'ot, but also the bad traits, the bad tendencies, they too facilitate bringing us to the accomplishment of our tikkun. Shal yedei shemitgaber aleihem, through overcoming them. Umshaber midotav ha'ra'ot, and breaking his bad traits. Magea letafkido v'yudo b'olamo, a person attains his purpose, a person attains his job in the world. And this is also the idea behind all the tests that a person has to undergo in his life. Sometimes from heaven they place a person in difficult tests. Until a person, God forbid, sometimes reaches a point that he gets angry at his creator, who put him in such difficult tests, that a person says, I can't stand up to them. But the truth is, שכל ניסיונות החיים העוברים על איש יהודי, that all the tests of life that pass on a Jew, הרי כולם הם להנאתך ולטובתך. All of them are like God's introduction in our parsha to Avraham Avinu, where God said, go for you. It's for your benefit and it's for your good. So to every test that we encounter in our life is really like Avram's test, for our benefit and for our good. שמובילים אותו להשיג תכליתו, because they guide a person to attain his purpose. שעל ידי שיתגבר על הניסיונות, through overcoming these tests, יוכל להגיע לתיקונו ויהודו בעולמו. He can attain his תיקון, his purpose in the world. וכדוגמה, הדאמרו חזל. For example, we could take that which our sages taught us in the Talmud in Yuma. Heichi dami bal tshuva gamur. The Talmud asks, what's a complete bal tshuva? Someone wants to know, when did I do a complete tshuva? Answers the Talmud, Boto perek uvoto makom uvota isha. Let's say a person sinned with a woman. And he does tshuva and he regrets it and he's fervent in his declaration that he's done tshuva. How does he know his tshuva is complete? If it happens that he finds himself in the same scenario a second time, with the same woman, with the same desire. Everything's exactly the same as it was before. The picture is a replica of the first one. Only this time there's a different ending. This time he stands up to temptation and he's successful in doing what's right. The Talmud says that is someone who has mastered tshuva. He is a ba'al tshuva kumura. He has mastered a complete tshuva. We don't look to be tested a second time, but if it happens, that is how we know. Says the Nativot Shalom, L'chora, hare oaz b'nisayon kashe biyoter. At first glance, when he encounters the same scenario a second time, then he is in a very difficult test. בהצטרפותם יחד שכל התנאים אותו הפרק המקום והאישה. When all the factors repeat themselves, and last time he failed, so now he's in a really tight spot. ולאמיתו של דבר הביאו אותו למצב זה, and the truth is, he looks at it and says, God, I thought I did a tshuva. Why'd you put me in this situation again? The truth is, it's for his own benefit. להנאתו ולטובתו. It's for his pleasure and his benefit. Now he could prove it. Now he could be a Baal Tshuva Gemura. But when he's standing at that moment and he has temptation facing him, he feels like, well, wait a second. I just spent years doing tshuva over this. Why am I back here again? You're not. This is your opportunity. Here we see it. In other areas of life, we don't. So we have to recognize that the difficulties of life are opportunities. My roommate's getting on my nerves. Am I going to yell or am I not going to yell? My parents are driving me crazy. How am I going to talk to them? These are opportunities. Opportunities for us to grow. Shal yedei she'amod b'nisayon, through a person standing up to the test, yitaken et ma shepagam. He could fix things that he ruined in the past. V'yagea ledargat ba'al tshuva gemura, and in that instance, he can attain the level of one who has mastered a complete tshuva. We're out of time. We'll pick up here b'zachem tomorrow night.